So, you want to make something of yourself, huh? You've got big dreams, a ton of ambition, and you're willing to put in the work. You are listening to this because you have something inside you that you want to get out into the world. You want to see change happen in your life and for the possibilities to be endless as you move towards your goal. But how do you get from where you are right now to where you want to be? And what will be your edge? How are you going to go farther and get there faster? Well, today, I'm going to show you how to be a boss. The answer I'm going to give you sounds deceptively simple, but those who swear by it, Oprah, Bill Jackson, Russell Simmons, just to name a few, all understand the importance of doing this one thing that makes all the difference in being focused enough to get to your goal and even being joyful on your journey to getting there. The answer is meditation. And if you're one of those people who didn't think that it was for you, guess what? It works for everybody, without regard to race, gender, income level, education. It is indeed the great equalizer. And no matter where you're starting from right now, meditation will help you get to the goal that you have in mind. Because what meditation allows you to do is ultimately think like a boss. If for a second you consider yourself as a business, and we know that any great business starts with a great CEO, well, what actually makes a great CEO? To be the top dog, you need vision. Even more, you need to know how to execute that vision. But how do you create a strong vision if you can't even see all the pieces? Being able to quiet your mind long enough to get perspective on your current situation and to leave room for ideas to come to you as you navigate the way to your goal is what makes the difference between those that have an idea and those that don't just have the idea, but have the plan and the clear steps they need to execute like a boss. Now, I'm not promising that your world will all of a sudden be falling and popping bottles, but I am telling you that what you now see as a roadblock will not seem quite as big as it did before, because you will have the emotional distance, the clarity of mind, and the long-term perspective to see at least a few new ways to simply move around the obstacle. It will no longer be the thing that keeps you up at night. It will not be the Goliath in your path, because you will understand through the silence of meditation and through the peace and empowerment that it naturally brings that you will always be bigger, smarter, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way, no matter what the obstacle is. So now that you know what it takes to be a boss, let's go ahead and try a meditation together. Go ahead and take a seat and cross your legs. If you prefer to sit in a chair, just make sure that your feet are firmly planted on the floor. In either seated position that you choose, your back should be straight. Keep in mind that your thoughts may still pop up, but the thing to understand is that you do not need to give them your focus. Think of them as simply clouds passing by, and they do not require your attention in this moment of stillness. And isn't that just like life? You decide what you want to put your focus on. And for the purpose of this next minute of silence, you only need to focus on your breathing. Really study your breath, as it often helps to guide your mind and give it something to focus on, which helps to create a stillness in your body that is perfect for meditation. Gently close your eyes. We're going to take the next few breaths together, and then I'll give you about a minute to sit in silence and simply focus on your breath in your own time. Breathing in and breathing out. Take a deep breath in, going slower than before. And breathe out slower than you did the first time. Breathing in and breathing out. Now slowly come out of that thoughtful space. Take one last deep breath in. And slowly breathe out. To get to your goal, there will be demands on your time, your emotions, and your resources. But with this surefire way to navigate anything that life throws your way, you will not only easily overcome these challenges, but perhaps even surpass what you thought was possible. Because the more you develop your meditation practice, the broader your possibilities become. You can be anything and achieve anything, and meditation will help you get there. If you're a beginner, I suggest doing a 3-minute meditation in the morning and a 3-minute meditation in the evening before you go to bed. The more consistent you are with meditating on a daily basis, you'll notice your ability to concentrate and drop into that stillness will happen a lot faster than the first day you started. And you may also want to extend the time that you sit for, the more comfortable you become with meditation. We are on this earth to thrive, and the way to get there is to think like a boss. Black Zen is here to help you in this process. If you like what you heard, if it sounds kind of interesting, or if you just have more questions and want to know more, check us out at blackzen.co and download the free Intro to Meditation series. As always, stay Zen.